Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey, iHeart, and TuneIn app.
Danielle McCartney.
Sports Radio
101.9
FM.
The Fan.
WFAN.
Well, no, it is not the stroke of midnight. It is 11:19 in the PM, in the Saturday night. My name is Danielle McCartney. Good Saturday night, good Sunday morning. I'll be with you all the way up until 5 a.m. That's right, count them out. We'll be talking all things New York sports. Right till then, here in New York City and beyond, it's almost like a six-hour show. Let's do it. Settle in, tune in, and call in at 888-808-1019. Hope you had a happy and a peaceful New Year's with you and yours. And we've got Paulie Rosenberg and I. Live right here in Lower Manhattan. Again, the number, 888-808-1019. Call me up and be part of the conversation. Now, the number one topic I really wanted to kick off with tonight, unfortunately for all of us, really, I think, is the New York Jets. And I need you to tell me why Aaron Glenn, head coach of the Jets, deserves another season to have that title. Actually tell me, what are the redeeming qualities that this man has, or what has this man's team accomplished in order to be given another crack at a job where only 32 exist in the entire world? Woody, are you listening? Through 17 weeks of the worst football I have ever subjected my eyeballs to, there is not a single instance where I look at this team, this Jets team, and I say, you know what? They're going to be all right. Not one. And I challenge you on the phone lines. Go ahead. They're open for you. I want you to show me examples of improvement in any of the following areas or write in your own for the 2025 Aaron Glenn Jets, because I haven't seen it. A, the clock management of the head coach. B, the developmental progression of a young quarterback. And C, the ability of the defense to generate turnovers, interceptions to be precise, and in particular. There is nothing about this man and what he has not accomplished with this team that makes me say to myself, man, I can't wait to see what Aaron Glenn pulls off next season. Because I personally have seen enough this season to show him the door, to change the locks, or to deactivate his key card. You know, like that video of Jamal Adams that day. He couldn't get into the building. Remember that? And really, I mean, really, let's take a real good, hard look at this. The Jets defense will take them first because they have a defensive head coach, a guy who had played cornerback for the New York Jets in the NFL. This Jets defense, going into the last week of the season, okay, which is tomorrow, I guess, Saturday, Sunday, 14 hours from now, the Jets defense, passing defense, yards per game, 17th. Not so terrible. Yeah. Points per game allowed, 30th. Like, you can't win anything if your team allows 29.3 points per game on average. Remember, a defensive-minded head coach. Sacks. Well, the Jets are 31st in the league. There is only one team that sacks the quarterback less than the Jets do. Remember, a man at head coach that played defense in the NFL. Passer rating. The Jets defense is ranked 31st, as in there is only one team that allows a higher passer rating than the Jets do. 108.7? I'll tell you right now, forget the calm ab sleep stories. I'll tell you right now, opposing quarterbacks fall asleep the night before a game against the Jets with a smile of gratitude on their faces. They can't wait to go against this defense. An average passer rating of 108.7? Wow. And then you want to talk about interceptions. I mean, I will laugh out loud. I want you to think about how long the National Football League has been in existence. There has not been a single team in history that has finished a season with zero interceptions. And guess how many Aaron Glenn, a former cornerback's team, has going into the last week of the season, last game of the season? Absolutely zero. The Jets have the worst turnover differential in the entire league. It's a minus 19. Yeah, you heard that right. Minus 19. And this team has a case of fumbleitis matched with interceptolitis. And where has Dr. Glenn been? Here's Aaron Glenn on October 5th.
That's one thing you guys are going to hear me say. It's not giveaways. It's not turnovers. You have to take the ball away. That's what you do as a defense. That has to be the mentality of the defense, that we have to go and get it because no one's going to give it to us. And we have to be intentional about that too. So we emphasize it. We attack it. We go through it. But, man, it just has to show up. We got to keep doing it. We can't just sit back and say, okay, we're not getting them. You know, we have to continue to try and emphasize it. And hopefully at some point, man, they're going to come in bunches for us.
Yeah, that is never. That actually, the answer to that is never. And I would love to know how he practices picking the ball off at practice. Like, you got to work on it. Okay, but like how? Like, how do you plan on working on that? Because nothing you have done has paid off in the form of a single interception this season. Same, you know what, different day. And this to me, of all the things we just ran through, passer rating, sacks, points per game, interceptions being exactly zero, that is most astounding to me. For a guy who played cornerback in the NFL, cannot teach his team how to jump a route and intercept one ball all season long? That doesn't bother you like it bothers me? Oh, and the Jets offense. Oh, let's look at that. Going into the last game, last week of the season, yeah, the Jets offense is no better. But let Tanner, the offensive coordinator, if you didn't know, his name is Tanner Engstrand. Let him try to convince you from just the other day otherwise, that the offense is, in fact, better. Let's hear from him.
But I think it's been really, really good. I think we've got our system in for the most part. There's always going to be more. But I think we have a good foundation of what we're trying to build as a team, and as a culture in the building, and how we want to play and what our brand is.
Culture of losing.
And then we'll just continue to sharpen that and hone that in as we head into the offseason.
I'm no psychologist, but that to me sounds like Gaslight Central. His Jets yards per game, 18th in the league. His Jets points per game, 28th in the league in on offense, and so on and so forth. Great system. Great brand of football, coach. A losing brand of football. But if you've been tuned into my shows and to my social media channels, at Coach MCCARTAN, you know that what I just talked about is nothing new for me. And I welcome all aboard. All of those people aboard onto my train. Woo woo! I mean, fellow hosts here, new and old listeners alike, you are welcome to board the train that I kicked into motion after week 3 of this season. And how do I know it was week 3 specifically? Well, I'm glad you asked, because that day, I just happened to be watching the game, that game, with my friend Alex Jaimo. You might know her from King of Collectibles. And we stood there with our mouths wide open as Aaron Glenn paraded down the sideline doing that stupid dance, celebrating like a player, like the Jets just won the game. And they didn't. We knew it. We said to each other right there in her living room, we said, the Jets are going to lose this game. And so, exactly right on cue, Baker Mayfield had plenty of time, something like 2 minutes and 40 seconds, if I remember correctly. Anyway, plenty of time to march down the field and send Dancing Glenn to oblivion, a.k.a. Florham Park. I mean, this guy, if we knew they were going to lose the game, how didn't he know? I mean, he was practically popping champagne instead of, as a defensive player, running over to the defense and preparing his team to go out there and stop Baker Mayfield in his final drive. The game wasn't over, coach. Act like you've been there before, please. And that's what I said on week three. And the people on the internet and the people on the phone lines roasted me for that. Where are you now? Where are you now? Where are Aaron Glenn's public defenders now? That's the moment when I knew this man was not cut out for this job, week three. That's when I started talking about how Coach Glenn is in over his head, week three. That's when I called Aaron Glenn always the wrong hire, week three. I clocked him then. You're welcome aboard my train now. This team is uninspired. This team has no effing clue what they're doing out there. They are disorganized. They have no fight in them. Aaron Glenn is lost. He doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know how to manage the clock. He doesn't know how to use his timeouts. There are 10-year-olds playing Madden with better clock management skills than Aaron Glenn. And this I remember. I wrote it down. This was a direct quote from Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner, who was on the call when Aaron Glenn disgustingly chose not to run a play as the clock ticked down with his offense on the field before halftime. Kurt Warner said, "I'm not normally speechless, but I'm trying to figure this out." We all still are, Kurt. Aaron Glenn has always been in over his head. He is the biggest joke this Jets team has ever employed as a head coach. And that, my friend, is saying a ton. I mean, clock. He was asked in that interview. He had to have been asked about his clock management, don't you think? There weren't scenarios presented during the interview process that said to him, okay, you have, it's third and 13 with X amount of seconds left. How do you manage the clock? None of that came up in the interview process. This was Aaron Glenn 5 days ago, week 17. Roll it.
The only thing that you can control is the way that you play. Right. So complimentary football is something that we've been striving for a while. And we haven't had a chance to accomplish that.
No,
and I
you
know
haven't.
That.
No. Mm-mm. No, we haven't had a chance to accomplish that, and you know it. That was 5 days ago. You mean to tell me you haven't put together a complete game in 17 weeks? This is the best that the Jets hiring committee could come up with? Woody Johnson paid a hiring committee to come up with this? I want you to think of the worst head coach the New York Jets have ever had in the history of the team. Rich Kotite. Good. Okay. Well, guess what? In 1995, I was all of 8 years old. No, five. 1988. That's a what? Seven. I was 7 years old. Rich Kotite finished his first season as a New York Jets head coach with a record of 3 wins and 13 losses. Tell me what the Jets record is right now. It's the same. I mean, Aaron Glenn's Jets, with a probable loss to the Bills today, with Breece Hall out and Josh Allen in, Aaron Glenn's Jets will end the season this Sunday, later today, whatever. I'm in a time warp here at this time of night. In the final week of the season, the Jets will end on a 5-game losing streak and a worse record than Rich Kotite in his first year as Jets coach. The worst head coach of all time for this team. So, I then ask, okay, who is or was the second worst head coach the Jets have ever had? Adam Gase. Okay, good. In year one, Adam Gase finished with 7 wins and 9 losses. I mean, Aaron Glenn is making that unemployed loser who never got a job again in the NFL look like Vince freaking Lombardi. Guess what, Aaron? If Woody's Jets were any sort of respectable, you'd be joining him. Bang, zoom, to the moon, Alice. Here's Aaron Glenn on October 6th after the Jets should have left him in London.
You know what? And I say this every week is you earn your keep. You earn your keep. So I think everyone's always, we're always looking at that. Like, who gives us the best chance to win? That does not mean that we're just having wholesale changes week in and week out. But I do expect us to earn, us, the players to earn their keep during the week.
Well, let me spin that back on you. What about you, coach? What have you done to earn your keep? Because they should have left you in London, pal. That's October 6th. I want you to fast forward to November 4th on my Instagram, November 16th, right here in this chair on the Fan. After the trade deadline sell-off. Great. The Jets have all of this draft capital. OMG, cool. Not so cool, not so fast. I called it trust issues because I have 0% faith in this head coach to be able to evaluate talent properly. Remember, he chose Justin Fields and stuck by him and that choice till the cows came home. Now, to develop talent, forget about it. Any quarterback that comes out of the draft, I mean, you just listened on this radio station to Sam Darnold with the Seahawks secure the number one seed in the NFC. He is 3 wins away from winning a Super Bowl. The Jets cannot develop talent, especially at the quarterback position. And especially Aaron Glenn. 888-808-1019. You tell me one player that has improved under Aaron Glenn's, what's the word, tutelage? And most specifically, at the quarterback position. Justin Fields got no better. I don't know what's going on with Tyrod Taylor. What is going on behind the scenes there? But what's his name? Brady Cook? Definitely not. The guy has not improved. Don't even bother with that. What a disaster 2025 Aaron Glenn has been. I mean, Woody, are you there? Have you been watching this? Have you been watching this team like we all have been? So zoom in to right here, right now. In other words, I cannot wait to hear all the coping mechanisms and all the defense mechanisms the Jets fans in this area have created to convince themselves that this man deserves another shot at one of only 32 jobs in the world. In fact, I need to hear them. Because there is nothing that you're going to say that's going to convince me that this man deserves another shot.